terms of being medically clear, where are you at in terms of that progress? Are you close? Have you been cleared yet?
Yeah, I don't know. Whenever they clear it, then we'll be cleared. So it's just kind of, it's really a day-to-day thing. You know, I feel better than I did yesterday and feel better than I did the day before yesterday. So it's progress. Keep getting there.
Was today the most you've done?
Today was a good day. I don't know about the most I've done, but today was a good day.
Have you done any running or sprinting, cutting, planting, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, here and there.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I've done some running and cutting.
Is there anything in your mind that the most important thing you need to do to prove yourself?
Prove to myself
that you're ready for
that I can play. I don't know. It's just something you feel, you know, something you feel. And when they clear you, they'll clear you to play. So it's just, I mean, it sucks, but it's just day-to-day thing. You try and get better each and every day. I mean, I've been rehab in endless amount of hours and treatment, et cetera. So just trying to get it right.
Well, Del, considering the progress you've made and maybe how much you might anticipate in the next couple of days, can you see yourself playing on Sunday?
I wouldn't count it out, yeah. And my heart's just, it's just not going to make this easy. So, like I said, it's a day-to-day thing, really trying to get better. It's been 2 weeks, so I'm itching, but just patience and trusting.
Is it taking longer than you thought? Did you think it would be quicker, or did you realize it was pretty serious?
I mean, I knew what it was when it happened. It's just a matter of how fast you can get back, and we're on a tremendous path, 16 days out. So, like I said, it's really, it's getting there, day to day, and we'll see when the time comes around.
How much worse did it feel the day after the injury?
Yeah, you still had adrenaline and everything that was flowing through you. It was a whirlwind of stuff going on. So, the day of, it wasn't as bad. And the day after, you wake up and it's pretty sore. And then the day after that, it's pretty sore. And then it takes its time, and the body does what it does, heal, et cetera.
How much do you regret then going back on the sideline and running, jogging off the field or whatever? Is that about maybe
It wouldn't have done anything either way. The injury had already happened. You know, it's not like jogging, testing it on the sideline is going to make it worse. You know, it already happened. So it's just that's how I get my body right. The only way to feel something for me is to feel it. Unfortunately, so I try and feel it out while you're out there.
Were you angry with the hit, or was it just part of the game?
What? I can't even hear you.
Were you angry with the hit, or was it part of the game?
Like I said, I guess it's part of the game. In my opinion, you know, they made rules about safeties hitting high and it being a problem. And I know I probably shouldn't say this, but I will. I'd rather safety hit me up high 21 times out of one time. I don't even know the ratio. I'd rather them hit me up there every single time. Then go low, but it's part of the game. It's, you know, the you risk getting fined, you risk a suspension. There's all kind of things that a safety's going through their head in the moment. So I can't really fault what happened. It just happened. It is what it is. It's life. Take it on the chin. You keep moving.
It's part of it too. Trying to get back in the field. You want to be there for the opening night, right? Prime time, all that stuff.
All that. You know, I had probably one of the longest off seasons ever in my entire life. And I feel like this camp, this season coming up, there was no better season that I would have. So it's just unfortunate, but it really was just a little setback, you know, for a major comeback, whatever. However you want to look at it, I just know I'm in a good place and trying to get there day to day, just being patient, unfortunately.
You're being really open with us about how anxious you are to play. How are you balancing that by trying to make sure you take care of it and taking
itching, man. I'm itching. It just is. It's what you love to do, you know. And it, nobody ever wants to have that taken away from them, especially with the amount of work we've been putting in, the chemistry, everything. We were just rolling. We were in a good place. But that's life, though. You know, life happens. You get set back, and it's really how you come back from that, how you handle adversity. And this is nothing that I won't overcome.
Do you think you wear a brace or tape it up if you were to play? How does that work with that?
No, injury? If I got to wear a brace or tape it, then I'm probably not gonna play. Pretty natural, you know. I haven't taped since high school. I don't remember. I just stopped taping ankles. And, you know, I just kind of go with the natural feel of it. So if it feels right, there's no way I'm not going to play if it feels right. And they clear it. So we're working there.
Changing topics here. When your locker room found out that Ezekiel Elliott is going to be in the lineup for Sunday, did that have any effect on you guys as a team here?
I mean, I don't know who was surprised in here. I knew he was playing week one. There's no questions about it. So it was going to always be the same game plan. And right now I think the mentality is what Coach said. You know, every back runs the same when they have nowhere to run. This is a tough defense he's going against. He's one of the best in the league. This is one of the best defenses in the league, so it would be a good matchup. And, you know, hopefully he gets everything figured out.
How do you feel you and your offense match up with Cowboys?
I'm itching to get out there. Let me just say that. But we have a very good matchup. We have a very good game plan. It's going to be a very good game. I know on this side, I don't know what's going on over there, but I know the Giants are coming with it. Set the tone for the season and you know, really start things off the way we want and get us on the right path. So I know for sure we're coming with it, and we look to take advantage of the mismatches and the opportunities that they do have in their defense.
Did it set what the tone for last season?
I don't know. I think we could set the tone and really establish the tone. It was like we won last year. It's like, no, now you need to – this is how you're coming all year. Make it an emphasis. And that's just really where my mind's at. I know everybody else is there. I know everybody's beyond excited to play. You know, it felt like it was a quick little preseason, but 3 games in 10 days, 11 days, something like that. So everybody's just ready for some real action. I know everybody's ready.
What do you expect?
Three more, guys. Three more.
What do you expect from the offense this season?
I'm going to just keep it at one day at a time. We're trying to get 1% better. But, you know, I never hold my tongue. I'm expecting big things.
What do you lose if you're not able to practice full the rest of this week in terms of, like, timing or anything like that?
Reps.
Besides that?
That's about it. Yeah, we've been doing this, you know. I've been throwing with Eli since I was a sophomore in high school. And it's just – it's been 2 weeks. Nothing's really going to – you know, nothing's really going to change. I wish I could be practicing. I wish we could have, you know, routes on air and this and that and et cetera. But it is what it is at this point. You just got to – kind of keep going with it. Whenever they clear you, you can go.
What is the injury? Is it a high ankle sprain?
Some kind of ankle sprain. Somewhere in there, in that area, around the ankle. Somewhere.
Maybe the upper part of the ankle? Leg, maybe?
Upper, lower, middle, left, right. Southeast.
All right.
All right.